Hello, I'm Jim Smith. Welcome to the Towers website. The Towers is an intercessory group, a deep intercessory group, interceding in different parts of the world. I think if I make that short summary, what we are will become clear as I share with us. First, a little about myself, so you know who's speaking to you. I have been an Anglican minister for 54 years, and currently I'm an honorary minister to the church in my local village, St Philip's, Burwash Weald, East Sussex. My main work is as a missionary in Ghana, and also now running the Towers Intercessory Ministry. I am married to Mary for 55 years. We have 6 children and innumerable grandchildren beyond counting. So that's a bit about me. A bit about intercession. I've always been interested in intercession, but I never really understood it. Then I had a lot of downtime in Africa, one trip, and so I read Teresa of Avila's book, The Interior Castle. There she speaks of 7 rooms through which we have to pass as we grow deeper in our faith, our prayer, and our intercession. And that made a lot of sense to me, that intercession and growth into it is an experience which has to come day by day and week by week. And we move through different levels of understanding. I read all that I could lay my hands on from these old intercessors. And eventually I began to understand the verse in Hebrews 7 that Jesus lives to make intercession for us. That word intercession in the Greek is enchikeno, which means to have a deep and intimate relationship with another person. And that's my understanding of intercession. It is not hours spent on my knees or hours shouting or long lists or all this. It is a way of life, an intimate relationship with the Lord. And that all the prayer that takes place is very emotional, not intellectual. And it comes within this relationship with the Lord. That's how I understand what we're doing in the Towers. How did the Towers come into being? Well, you can read it all for yourself. The Towers material is in our library. But let me, and I'm working my way through it. I have it here in front of me. How do we begin? I think it was a little while ago when the situation deteriorated in the Middle East between Israel and Gaza, that like everybody else, I started to pray. And I then felt I wanted to pray with others. We have a very extensive internet presence on all sorts of channels, so it wasn't difficult for me to draw together 8 or 10 people to pray once a week for a month. We believe in our work in short, sharp bursts. And so we began to pray, but this prayer cell took on a life of its own. It was very strange. It just felt to me like we were being led through a series of experiences. The last one was the strangest of all. Towards the end of our prayer time, the Lord said to me, "I am going to take my stand in the Middle East. Who will stand with me?" And I said to the group, "Well, we'd better make up our minds." And most of us said, "Yes, we'll stand with you." And I left it at that. I thought, well, that's good. That's the end of that. But it wasn't. A few days later, the Lord said to me, "I am establishing a tower of intercession in the Middle East. And I need intercessors to pray inside it for what's all around it." Now, I know that's just a picture, but it was a helpful picture because I could understand the idea of raising up a tower of intercession. The Lord said to me, "The towers you establish, you and your group, will last for all eternity," which was rather daunting. The Lord said, "Look, here's the first tower. It's in the Middle East. This is the first tower." And as I reflected on that, the Lord showed me more and more and more towers. I was quite bewildered. I think I have a list of 25 now, and it will grow. And I came to understand some towers are old and have been there for a very long time. The one in Jerusalem, for example. Some are quite new, the one in Singapore. Some have not yet been planted because I haven't found them. Some have grown old and weary and have fallen into disuse. And I have to try to understand this and establish an intercessory group which will pray in all these towers. You can understand, I hope, that I don't yet know how to do this. And it's unfolding as I go along. All I can say to those listening is, the Lord spoke to me and asked me to do it. And to the best of my ability, I am doing it. If I'm right, great things can happen. What if I'm wrong? Nothing is lost. I'm simply trying to encourage intercession. So against that background, let me begin to share the towers I know with you and a little about them, which is what I'm doing on Instagram at the moment, every day. The first tower is the Middle East Tower, and it's called Intimate. And I think that's a lovely name because that's what intercession is. In this tower, the intercessors are very intimate with the Lord, and they will have to bear the burden of the cross and understand the sacrifice the Son has made, and the sacrifice the Father has made in sending his Son. This will make the tower unshakable. And I believe that the intercessors in this tower will be men and women of a quiet spirit, deep, quiet spirit, who are prepared to stand there in the intimate situation and bear before the Lord the burden he is placing in them for all the damage which is around them. These intercessors in the Tower of Intimate will have to suffer quietly with and for the Lord they love. That was my first attempt to understand a tower. As you will hear as we go along, each recording is 15 minutes, by the way. As you will hear as we go along, I've got better understanding as I've thought about them. Here's the second tower, which is called Be Still, and it's in Singapore. Be still, from Mark chapter 4, when the Lord stood up and rebuked the wind. Be still is the Greek word phimio, which means to muzzle. So this is not a quiet tower. This is a warrior tower. Here, the intercessors will have to break many attacks of the enemy as he seeks to take over this region. Singapore stands in the middle of many great flows of the enemy's deceptions, and it's a good place for intercessors to be. But here, it's more war than peace. It's a complete contrast, isn't it, to Intimate. The third tower is called Praise, and it's in Athens. This is a tower I established myself without knowing many years ago. I went to Athens and I went up Mars Hill, which is where we believe Apostle Paul preached and taught. As I stood there on this hill with other people, other tourists all around me, the Lord said, if you raise up praise now, here on this spot, it will be a tower of praise rising up for all eternity. I was really confused because I'd never experienced something like this before. But I just did what the Lord said. I knelt down and began to praise, much to the astonishment of all the tourists around. But who cares? And I felt the column of praise begin to rise up. And this is a praise tower. And this tower requires intercessors who have moved in the praises of heaven, not in the praises of men. Then they will be able to lift high a powerful spiritual weapon over the world, because praise is a very powerful spiritual weapon. I hope you can see as I begin to explain them, so I'm understanding them more and more myself. I'm on a journey, and all those who are in with the towers are on a journey as well. And the next tower is called Beautiful, and it's to be found in Auschwitz in Poland, the death camp used by the Germans in the Second World War. And this is how can Beautiful stand in such a place of hell? This is how I came to this part. There was one day the Germans, I'm not anti-German, I have many German friends, we're talking about the past here, but the Nazis gathered together a few men to execute them by starvation. Father Kolbe, a Catholic priest, stood forward and said, "Let one of these men go who has a family, and I will die in his place." And that's what happened. And so Pastor Kolbe was taken down, down, down. I've been there myself, ugly place. And there he died. And his cell has a cross in it and flowers and very subtle lights even to this day. In the middle of the hell was the beauty. And I think this is a rightly placed tower. Here in this tower, the intercessors will have to spend their time gazing at the beauty of the Lord from the centre of such ugliness. That one, I felt, I've been very moved by that that particular tower. The fifth tower is called Fire, and it's in Iceland. The fire of the Lord, I have been humbly privileged to see it a number of times, and it is not a gently burning wick. The fire of the Lord is intensely powerful and dangerous, and in a way quite frightening, because you realise when the Bible says our God is a consuming fire, the fire of the Lord could consume anybody, and sometimes when I'm watching it, I'm frightened it might consume me. This is a dangerous tower. And intercessors in this tower will be exposed to the fire as I was. And yet, if that fire can be released, it can change almost any circumstance. And I think that's what the intercessors in this tower will be called to do. They'll be people of a particular temperament, a fiery nature. And number six is purity. And I place this in Porto. And if you want to know why, put Alexandrina da Costa in your browser. I once saw the beauty of the Lord and all his purity. It was as frightening as the fire. And I felt like Isaiah, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Yet at the same time, I was immensely uplifted by such pure beauty, such pure loveliness. It transformed me for a moment. And the intercessors in this tower will have to come to understand that purity and feel it and know it and be in it. And it will release purity into our impure world. And I think that is really beautiful. You see how the towers are different. And I think different intercessors will be attracted to different towers. I think I began to understand that. It is not a one size fits all. Where might I be attracted? Well, I'd be attracted to the fire, because I do have a fiery nature. That would attract me. But I'd also be attracted to the purity, because I love the beauty of the Lord. So you see, my nature is already, I don't think, intimate or be still. I love them. I love them all. But these two have always grabbed me very powerfully. And I think intercessors, which I need hundreds, by the way, will begin to feel drawn to the appropriate tower. So that's towers 1 to 6. We'll end the audio here and then pick up with the next ones on audio 2. Thanks for listening.